It is meaningful that we can spend these moments together at the end of the work week. I hope that you will enjoy the weekend commencing soon and that you'll plan to be back here for God Is again on Monday. Tell others about this ministry as well. It is my prayer that God will continue to speak through His holy word and use me as His son, one of His people through whom the Holy Spirit will speak the truth into the lives of each and every one of you who tune in, however you do that, and wherever you are at this very moment. I pray for you, and I ask that you please pray for me also. Praying for one another is especially important as we face temptation of various kinds from the devil, the great enemy of ours. We're giving careful examination to the second temptation Jesus faced in the wilderness of Matthew chapter 4. Next week, we move on to temptation number 3 as we end our discussion of Matthew 4 verses 1 through 11. As we apply the wisdom of Jesus to us, I've said that Satan wants to sensationalize the ministry of Jesus Christ. And to help you understand what I mean, I am giving you what I consider to be a major temptation for the worldwide body of Christ today. And that example is the Word of Faith movement, especially as it functions with the Word of Faith healers. On Wednesday, I laid out for you 8 of their foundational beliefs, and then yesterday I began to counter those with biblical truth. We're using the Bible to speak truth to error. I hope that you've been following along closely. If you missed some days with us and or you want to get caught up, get the podcast this weekend and listen again. Right now, we're moving on to look at the third foundational belief of the faith healer, and that is they do not, and they teach that you should not, pray for God's will to be done in the life of a Christian who is sick. And the reason, according to their logic, that you should not pray for God's will is that they've already taught that God's will is always to heal you. Why should you ask God for His will when you already know what His will is? They question. And for me, this is really important. I see this as being the crux of the matter. This is the critical point of disagreement I have with the supposed faith healers. I do not see how it is biblical to proclaim that it is always God's will to heal, when clearly His people in the Bible got sick and died, and when today Christians get sick and sometimes critically ill with diseases, and sadly do die. But one place you will never, ever see a faith healer is in the hospital or at hospice. Never. And why is that? If God has given them the power to heal, then why are they not healing the most critically ill? Why are they not emptying out cancer centers with their supposed signs and wonders of miraculous healing? Where are they all when even kids, young children, are dying of cancer and other diseases? They're not there because they have no such power to heal. None. As I said yesterday, they're deceivers, and the false teaching they promote is deeply damaging to Christ's beloved people. And that doesn't even take into account how they ruin the testimony of the church in the world. So let's see in the Bible how wrong they are not to ask for God's will when someone is ill. And I'll stick especially with Christians who are sick, as you may be today. Let's go to Jesus and ask, did He pray to God the Father and ask for His will? When Jesus walked Israel, did He ask for God's will? The answer is unequivocally yes. We can cite many texts, but let's keep this in the Gospel of Matthew and go over to chapter 26 and verse 39. Jesus is in prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane. This is anguishing prayer because He knows His death is imminent. Verse 39 of Matthew 26, Jesus prayed, saying, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me, yet not as I will, but as you will." And what is this cup? The cup is a symbol of divine wrath against sin. On the cross, Jesus will endure the wrath of God for the sins of all people who believe in Jesus Christ by faith, which includes all of your sins and all of my sins, for those of us who hold Jesus as our Savior. And that cup results in unspeakable pain and agonizing torment to the physical body. And yet listen to what Jesus says to God the Father, "Not as I will, but as you will." Clearly, Jesus totally submits Himself to the will of God. And we know now that when we keep reading that God's will was for his son Jesus to suffer far worse than any of us, even those of us with terminal illnesses will ever suffer. So while Jesus asked if that cup could pass from him, God said no. That is, God's will was done. Are you suffering today with physical illnesses? Perhaps a disease? I say to you, based on the authority of God and his word, that is his will for you. And what you must do in response is to ask him, plead with him, cry out to him for your healing, but always to add, go ahead and quote Jesus, yet not as I will, but as you will. You will never, ever have me say to you, or anyone else for that matter, that God's will is that you be healed, because I do not know if that is his will. Sometimes healing is within his will, and sometimes it is not. That's the truth, and you need to hear it. Watch Jesus carefully. Read Jesus. His entire life was marked by suffering. And if that was God's will for Jesus, then who does the faith healer think he or she is to tell the rest of us that, quote, God wants you well? That is the real title of a book by Andrew Womack, one of these false teachers. And you might wonder, well, won't I be well in heaven? Won't I be healed then? Won't I live in a perfect body, never again to be sick? Oh yes, my friend. All who are in Christ are going to heaven when we die, and there, oh yes, we'll be all more than well. We'll be living in total perfection. There is no sickness of any kind in heaven. But that is not what the faith healer is talking about. You see, they say God wants you well here, in this life, and now, like today. Not only does God will that for you, but he always wills that for you and every believer who is not well. But Jesus himself teaches us to ask for God's will to be done. And as you who are sick know from experience, often God says, no, I will not heal you now. God says, I've given you the promise of eternity without sickness, but my will for you now is this. And I am well aware that this immediately prompts a question from all of us. Why? Why is it sometimes God will not bring instant healing to his children in this life? Well, this question is a worthwhile one to wrestle with, even though I do not have time to do so right now. So I will say this, because this is my best answer after poring over God's word and ministering to people pastorally for years. Ready? I do not know why. I do not know. God's will is often a mystery. Why have you or has someone you love not been healed of sickness and disease? I do not know why. But I can assure you of this. Neither do the word of faith healers. They're not God. And only God knows. I want to encourage you today to seek God's will. Speak to him from where you are and pour out your heart and soul to him. If you're not a Christian, seek his forgiveness from your sins. If you are, then bring all of your unanswered questions, your doubt, and your pain to him. He is your loving, heavenly Father, and he will pour out his love and mercy in your life. Ask him. But remember this, Jesus prayed, not as I will, but as you will. That is a crucial element to all of our prayers. And this leads us right into my rebuttal of the fourth foundational belief of the Word of Faith healers. Remember, they believe that Christians should command God to heal them. Christians should command God to heal them. I've heard them do this very thing in their large and well-attended services, as I have watched them myself on the internet and on the television. With loud and commanding voices, the faith healer will look at the one who is sick and tell the demons of that illness to leave the person while demanding that God, or more specifically the Holy Spirit, heal. It is very troubling to me to watch and to listen to how they talk to God, how they speak to God. They obviously have not learned from the Lord Jesus how to pray, how to revere, to respect, and to honor the living God. How dare they speak to our God like that? Jesus prays, as you will. They pray, God, you will do this. Holy Spirit, do this. Heal this person. There's a big difference there. Who do they think they are to command God to do anything? The biblical truth is we demand nothing of God. We submit ourselves humbly to His will, period. We can ask, of course, and Jesus teaches us that we should ask for whatever we need, including healing. Listen to 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 through 15. This is the confidence which we have before Him. If we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the request which we have asked from Him. That was 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 through 15. 1 John 5, 14 through 15. So, by all means, ask God for healing. He knows that which we desire. But do not command God. Do not demand of God. Circling back to what Jesus said to the devil in Matthew 4, verse 7, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test. I still have a few more of these foundational beliefs of the Word of Faith Healers to deal with, and I'll do that on Monday. Please notice that we're using the Bible to refute the false promises they make that they have no right to make, because God Himself never made such promises to the sick. He did not search the Bible. He did not. I encourage you to read the Bible. Test what I am saying by the Bible. And then join me again on Monday, will you? As we continue to discover who God, according to the Holy Bible, according to His Word, as we discover who God really is.